That is just irritating me, fam. I was like, what happened?
Wait, so it's just the vibration?
Yeah. Look how loud that is, fam. Zzz, zzz. No,
something sounds broken in your device.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'm going to the Apple Store tomorrow because I changed the screen set, but yeah, it's broken. So.
Yeah, it sounds broken.
Yeah. It's so loud. How long
have you had that phone for now?
Oh, like 2.5 years.
Yeah, might be your time.
No, what's it? When the third? No, it's 3 years now. 3 years. Yeah.
3 years ago. Yeah, I think it's time.
I got it just before I went to Thailand, so that would have been.
That's 2019, isn't it?
No, 2020. I got it in the week before, so March. No.
Oh yeah, February. You just came back from Thailand before lockdown,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah. So February 2020.
Yeah. It sounds like the.
The ringer.
Yeah, or the it's not the tactic engine. I can't remember what it is, but something in there is broken.
Never mind that. Okay. Like that.
Yeah, man. Can your phone take the new update? I saw the list of phones on the new.
I don't know. I
was thinking, bro, because I think this is the last update that we can take. Still, I suppose. Yeah, man.
You said update.
Yeah, but I said take.
Update. So we got contact. Pause only works when there's no contact.
It doesn't matter. I paused it in it.
If you said take it. If you said, oh, I don't think I can take it, then that would be pause it.
That is so childish. That is
so pussy, though.
So
man.
Childish.
That's
crazy, man.
Don't think I can take it.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Recording,
by the way.
Oh, is it?
Wow. Man, I'm doing. Up to here, I can take it on the mic. That's crazy.
Second to last episode, man.
Trust me, dog.
Crazy, dog.
Glad to see you guys back, though.
I would say it's good to be back, but I'd be lying.
You are moving ludicrous, bro.
What do you mean, brother?
Ludicrous.
What are you speaking about?
It was when I heard, hey, can I spin you? I said, what is going on?
You can't expose what was on different. Hello. It was on a completely different story for a reason.
The matter is, I barely use Snap. I've only got Snap on my iPad yet.
Man, I was watching it in the big screen.
I go on it
watch your porn on the big screen.
Maybe we do that. I go on it
temperamentally. Yeah, so I was like day one or two or whatever. And it was the way he's like, hey, can I spin you?
He does that stupid voice, doesn't he? Yeah.
This brother is moving ludicrous, hey, bruv.
You see.
Tunde, don't. What are you talking about, bro? Tunde, we're not doing that today, bro.
No, look.
Shay shouldn't even be doing that. You can't expose what was in those stories, bro.
You have power to edit, brother.
It's true, but that's not the point.
Look. I'm not going to get into too much.
Don't get onto me at all.
I'm not gonna do that. But what he said was the truth.
Bro,
yeah, you're not
gonna move is scandalous. Like, do you know? It was hilarious. Like, no, honestly, when I say I was dying, like tears were leaving my eyes, bro. I was like, there's no way this guy, in such a subtle, polite way, might I add. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, fair enough, man. Fair enough.
Funny, that kind of spinning, but just be grinning at your dude. Maybe he's spinning, but no.
Oh my gosh.
Yes,
I had a time, man.
Where do we even start, man?
Hey, listen, I was not there, so we're not going to sit here and just have a chin wag and man just there.
What? So spectating. You think you're outvoted?
What does that mean?
You're in my house,
I'll.
So you don't want to know. You don't want to know if we. You don't want to know nothing.
It depends how much detail they're actually saying, because this is not just us in this conversation.
It's not a world, right? Things can be cut out. Like.
Anyway, all I'm saying, it was a good time. That's all I'm saying.
Today is killing me.
tequila tea, you know.
Tea. It was a good time, man. Too much alcohol. Flipping hell, man.
When I say, bro, like, I'm really realizing it now, bro. Like, I can't remember when we were sober. Like, when I really break it down, because more of the time, I recall when we used to go down for breakfast, bro, I wasn't sober.
It was the window between after breakfast.
Getting ready.
And getting ready. And then but then as we're getting ready, we was always doing shots anyway.
I just did mine at the end, to be fair.
Nah, I do it during.
I think I did a few during. And
I always get ready first.
So, I mean, when that's I said, still a very short, if you I'm accumulate that.
Before both of you guys, so that I got time to drink.
Tanae was ready first.
Yeah, you're always ready mad quick still. I can't lie, pause.
I don't faff around.
There was nothing.
Why are you calling it faffing?
You guys faff around, bro.
There was nothing to pause there.
You guys faff.
Yes, there was, man.
It was. But it's okay. Like, you still left on time. It's not a problem. But you guys do faff around.
Okay.
Bro, how come when we're checking out the hotel? Yeah. So obviously we checked out one hotel, we moved to another one. How have me and Wesley checked out, gone to the other hotel, put our bags away, and we're chilling? I bailed this guy. Firstly, we bailed him twice. He didn't pick up.
Hold on. Start again. You checked out the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, because
whole flight thing.
Yes, it was a flight issue.
We had to move to another hotel.
It's the same. What are they called, like branch of hotels.
Yeah, just one around the corner. So obviously we'd already done that. We packed our shit. We're out. How can I call this guy? My man's still in the hotel. We, bro, in the old hotel, by the way, this is like almost an hour past checkout. What's he doing?
What is he doing?
Packing.
Why are you still packing? Why are you still packing?
I woke up late and then.
I know he was faffing.
I wasn't even faffing, bro. I woke up at like 10:30 and then Isa 2 called me and then.
That's part of
faffing. I was on the phone. And then I was like, oh, I need to go because I'm meant to be checking out. They was like, what time? He said 11. It was 11 at the time. So then I started to pack. But remember, I told you, man, bro, they was having a conversation that I overheard, didn't it? Like, you could check out at 12, man. So.
Nah, the woman came knocking on our
door. Yeah, she came to knock on our door.
One of the women came knocking on my door, the maid, babe.
Yeah.
To clean or to actually kick you out?
No, right. You think it was to come kick me out because she said that the supervisor would get onto her. So
yeah, I think it was a polite way of saying you gotta go because you probably had to clean the room.
Yeah, obviously, things are still in the room. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
There you go. But good time, man.
Bro.
Good
time. 11 out of 10 holiday, bro.
Nice. And it's mad how like 25 degrees can feel so much hotter in those places.
In another country, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Bro.
Because it went like, in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't like hot.
No, I was even.
But it was hot, bro.
Like, I was even like very skeptical because I was watching that weather. With Hawkeyes for weeks before with the weather. Really?
Yeah. What's
wrong with the weather?
It didn't give me what I wanted.
Yeah. What? I was saying that though. Remember, I said like it just turned up a few more. Yeah. I don't know, it was nice.
Yeah.
But if
it could have been, it could have been hotter.
Did it feel hotter than 25?
No.
No.
No, it was about 25. But because here there's like 25 feels a bit.
25. What's the weather today?
22.
121, 22.
Like, the hottest day would have been, I would say, the beach day, probably. That day was quite hot.
Yeah, that day was quite hot, to be fair.
Yeah, it was quite hot. I don't know what degrees it was, but it was quite hot that day.
But fam, I feel like most days...
I feel like Café Del Mar was quite hot as well.
I don't know if that was alcohol. It was how it looked. It was the alcohol and that, but I think, fam,
being out there, the weather today, I don't feel like many days were hotter than it is today.
Yeah, it feels hot today.
Yeah, to be fair.
It feels hot enough today. Yeah.
Funny enough, I actually found out that apparently they measure temperature in the shade.
What?
They measure when they give a weather forecast.
They measure it in the shade.
It's in accordance to what the shade is, not that sunlight. That's what I heard anyways.
So it would feel hotter when you're not in shade, basically.
Because sometimes I've been seeing some weather, I was like, bro, it feels way hotter than that.
Mm.
It feels way hotter than that.
But that does make sense, though.
Yeah, because sunlight can obviously make something feel way warmer depending on how long it's out there for, do you know what I mean? So technically, you should do it in the shade because that's actually the temperature of the place.
Oh,
that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Man. Like, I still like the weather, but I did want it a few more degrees hotter.
Yeah,
but from what Demlo was saying last year, like it was so hot, people like hallucinating because it was that hot.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Because
I think last year it was like 32, 33.
Yeah, I just needed like just a little bit.
Yeah, 27, 28.
Yeah.
Just so like undo a button. Do you get it?
What was stopping you?
No,
it was stop me.
Yeah, because you're tardy. Do you get it?
That doesn't make me tardy, bro. Like, it was hot. Like,
it wasn't that hot,
bro. It was hot. No, I was sweating.
I promise you, it was not hot enough where all your buttons, bro.
Shane is right, fam. Ryan, exactly. Any excuse to have all his buttons on, bro, he's doing it.
Fam, first of all, the thing is, we all pay for gym memberships here.
I want you to try and fight back against these allegations.
No, we all pay gym memberships here, right? Right. Yeah. So obviously, there's things that we do in the gym where you need to, you get to a point where you have a goal,
yeah,
and you need to show it off.
So why are you fighting me?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, what's your point?
You said it's for a tarty reason. I said, no, it's not, man.
Bro, it is.
It's not.
So what's your reason, then?
Gosh. My reason is because I was hot.
Bro, you're not a fitness influencer. Man, shut up right there, bro.
I was hot.
Bro, just be true to yourself, bro. I don't think...
Do you know what the funny part is?
Me denying my tartness is being true to myself.
The funny thing is,
because your tagline was actually, can I spin you? So I'm so sorry.
That wasn't my tagline, actually.
What was it? Sorry, worse. There we go. Bro, I'm so sorry.
I can't remember what my tagline was.
You know, before we left, I remember for Cafe de...
That's what it is. He had it.
But in my head, I didn't. You get it?
Do you know why? Because he's been saying it stupidly the whole time. That's right. So he's missing that. He's in Cafe del Mar.
Cafe del Mar. Before we went there, he said, oh yeah, the buttons are just done up for decorations. When I get there, I'm going to unbutton it anyway.
Stop using
it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I said I was being humiliating, man.
Exactly.
Humiliating.
You got a chicken Gujon?
Chicken Gujon? Like, this, I think these are one of them trips that really showed who Ryan is. Because you love it, bro. There's certain times there where it's like, I just want us to be honest. I just want us to be honest.
Just say something. Sunday is making me flipping sick to my stomach.
No.
All right, yeah. Let's
start. Time is coming.
Yeah, don't worry.
Tunde's time is coming.
Yeah, don't worry.
Because I just want to know.
I just want to know how Tunde couldn't finish moving to a girl and point out her phone. We'll get to that. Let's start with me.
That's your element, isn't it? That's your element, man. That is your element, bro.
I think, like, you know what it was, yeah.
When a man says starts a sentence with that, you know what?
Honestly, I was like, when I went out there, I was like, you know what, yeah, the peak level of enjoyment is what I'm looking to find in it, and I found it, man. I found it and I lived in it and I thrived in it, man. You know what I'm saying? It was great. You do what you want when you're popping, and I did what I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only do what you're allowed to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest, not everybody can go around to a bed and just be like, oh, can you spin for me? Like,
say it properly, bro. Say it so the mic can hear you. Say it so the mic can hear you, bro.
No, it's the truth though, bro. But I'm a polite geezer, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I was there to enjoy.
I was gonna sneeze.
You look like you're on that stuff. Bro. That's what you look like.
Fat man said the office life got him
back.
Oh,
but
gosh.
100%, man. I was.
Elemente.
In my element, bro. For real, man. In my element. But everything was set in place to be in my element as well, man. I think the weather, everybody was so happy. Everybody was open to conversation. Bare different people from different countries, so it was easy conversation starters.
Yeah, people were friendly, man. Even the man then.
Yeah, bro. Even the man. That was surprising.
That was the biggest surprise to me.
Fam, I literally said in our in the other chat with the girls, I was like, it's only the girls came to beef and steal, fam. And the man then were cool. Man then was like, oh, exactly. You know, and everyone looks good, bro. Shine, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but the girls, yeah, boy.
Jez, I feel like DLT and recess pull different crowds.
Yeah. I prefer the recess crowd, but I think DLT is perfect for stuff like that. Do you get what I mean? Like, if I'm here, nothing. I'm not going to DLT. But, like,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Was there a 40-year-old there?
There were 40-year-olds.
Fam, some man look old, bro.
Had no reason to be there, bro.
Okay, just because I said that because I wanted this, because when that one babe on Twitter was like, oh, how are you 40 in water? Obviously, the first group of people didn't have didn't understand verbal reasoning, because naturally everyone in Malta was there for DLT. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
No, other to be people, fair, there was other events going on that were for older people, innit?
You should know that's what you're talking
about. Yeah. She's referring to DLT. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one just randomly brings up Malta. Like if someone said like Spain or Portugal, I don't know, but randomly bringing up Malta, that doesn't happen. So you know she's referring to DLT. Mm-hmm. Half the people are like, oh. What if they're just there for holiday? Was that no? That's not what she's talking about.
There
like,
was one particular. There was just one particular group.
It was
of
a group
dons.
Of random. Yeah, a group of dons.
And we looked at. We saw them maybe once in it. And we was like, "Yeah, what are you undoing?"
Yeah, but it's like, because bare people were backing that you should be 40 and at DLT. I don't know. Maybe.
No, do you know what it is? Enjoy your life, innit? But yeah, I think you should feel uncomfortable
with your own
spaces.
Age, though.
And you should feel uncomfortable.
I feel like if you're gonna do that, you need to do it in a specific way. You need to go with a decent group of people. Like, don't go two man up.
And I also think you need to be in a mixed group.
Yeah, with a good few people, mixed group, and just chill within you guys.
You just need to look like you chill with younger people. That's what it's gonna look like. Because really and truly, them man that age, they look like should be going to like stuff in Malta where DJ Ironic still plays there.
Do you know what it is? They just have a look, bro. Like,
no. Yeah, and yeah,
they're bare head. Do you know them? They're all bare head.
No,
shorts are like a polo.
And you know when they're back? When they're
one guy ripped jeans every day, he was killing.
Yeah, there was one brother that was literally wearing ripped jeans.
He was killing,
bro.
Full left jeans.
I remember. He's killing. 100%.
I was thinking, bro, you're hot, bro.
And I just know for a fact when they're back here, yeah, they color coordinate. I just knew it was that kind of age group, bro. The man that wear, they think that the drip is mad when they wear like a bit of red in the t-shirt to match the bit of red that's in the trousers to match the red crepe. 100%.
Yeah, man. Like I said, enjoy your life, but bro, I think if you're gonna do that, you have to go in a mixed group.
Or you have to be that brother that just buys the flip off table.
Yeah.
And you just look like you're
that's
older and you have more money.
Like, you're
like a Diddy or something.
Yeah. No, you're crazy. If you're 40 and you get a VIP thing. You're chilling in VIP and doing whatever you're doing. You got the Don Julio, you got all that.
Yeah,
cool. You just look like. Bro,
do you know it's the way they walk around? They walk around.
Yeah, man.
But they like being in gem pop and around everyone. It's just funny.
Gem pop, sorry, man.
I get you mean though. There's something about it that just sticks out. Like you just know that Don was old, bro.
None of them know they had an iPhone.
Like you're literally like at least an 18 year old.
All of them know they had Android. Until they would have been really upset. So, yeah.
The thing is, the vibe changes. The vibe of DLT changes next year, though.
Because the younger's are going to try.
Because I think that's the thing when it's like, not that it was a well-kept secret, but it was a well-kept secret within a certain age range, innit? Mm. When it now becomes the trending thing for a week, now you're going to have all the F-boys from 18 that can legally go. So if they don't like say, okay, it's 24 plus or 25.
I think they
plus,
need to do that personally.
No, they won't because people
are. I know it's going to stop their money, but money, I think there's going to be such a disparity between ages.
Bro, we can't be around those. No, and DLT's always notoriously been.
It's the older than us.
But at the same time, that's when the beef comes as well. It's the kids that just have no head, no sense, They're like, oh, it was bare babies there. It's poppy. You know, when wherever women go, men go. Do you know what I mean? I'm just knucklehead
true,
man go.
These youths don't even like 25 plus people.
Do you know what, though? I don't think it'll go as low as 18.
I don't.
No, that's probably will. 21.
Because
probably
not, 21. Yeah, I think that's 21.
Even the 21, I think will be a small group.
I think there was 23. There was 23 year olds.
Yeah,
I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Because
even
when like people always ask about recess and they're like, oh, average demographics 23 and above, and it always has been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like, I can understand something like DLT being slightly even older than that because their men are older.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think next year definitely will be. I said already it's gonna come like Ghana next year, because bear in mind we're out there. This Dave thing drops. Dave drops a DLT bar as well. So it's like, I think once you know that and you know how marketing works, bro, it's all about to go through the roof. I wouldn't be surprised if Clint and them were already there anyway, as it was like this year. A lot of like the more popular like UK people were there this year.
It's like the low-key celeb, like well-known
Dami, India, all of those people, like they were all there. So.
No, sorry. You can't let a man have a camera in your face saying, let your girl whine on my boy. Are you sick?
You know what's crazy? I haven't seen this video.
Are you sick?
I don't actually know what happened.
You cannot have a camera in my face.
Wait, but what happened?
What happened?
I didn't watch the
some
video.
Some brother,
I'm gonna slap out your hand. So,
bro, you have to slap the phone. Yeah.
Some brother was doing it. Like he was clearly excited, didn't
it? Yeah, he was excited. That's the worst part. He was a knee as well. That's the worst
part. Clearly excited, but he was just like, "Yeah, man, let my boy wear your girl."
Trying with to, like, the camera in his face,
he said that to Dami.
Yeah. So Dami just looked at him like,
you have to slap the phone. You have to slap.
Instant
the phone.
Reaction, bro.
And then he pushed the hand, and he's like, "Don't push my hand." And he did. Oh no, I was in shock.
Fam, what can Dami really do in that position, bro? Like,
you have to. You have to slap the phone, bro. Yeah. You can't let no, bro. Come on.
Bro, for me, I think for me it'll just be natural.
Yeah, bro. Flashlight in my eye. Face,
chatting shit, bro. Get the
phone. And not even cool. If he's just trying to get onto you.
But he's trying to provoke, man. No,
I think there's two things. Yeah, cool. If you're trying to get onto me, is what it is. I don't really care because I don't know who you are, anyways. But you're actually trying to publicly draw up my girl and our relationship, with a flashlight in my eye. Are you sick?
Tunde, Shay, you're talking from like a. We're all normal, bro. Like, I feel like when you're in that position, bro, that is exactly the kind of reaction that man want from you, bro.
What are they going to do to him?
They want to have an opportunity where my man's going to do... Because even when you slap the phone and my man... I haven't seen the video, but I'm assuming once he slapped the phone and my man says, don't slap my phone, don't slap my phone. Yeah. It's almost like man are looking for...
Sorry.
You've recorded
my I don't know, bro.
Sorry, I don't know. No.
I don't know. Shit's crazy, man.
No, because, bro.
But to be fair, that the you in question is just a nasty you on the whole thing anyway, because he done some other stuff from what I heard anyway.
Bro, I just think, you know what we say is people do things to certain people because they think in their head. That person's gonna have it, so they've looked at you and they've analyzed you. I could, bro,
but I do think for someone to do that, you're neat, are neat, though.
Yeah, you're a nerd,
no, 100%.
And I think you're just an opportunist, like you believe that the person's not gonna do something, not even necessarily because you think that they won't do nothing or they're not capable of doing nothing, but they might have enough sense to know that they've got stuff to lose if they do react to you in a particular way. And you know how the internet works as well. Man have got brand deals and God knows how much bags waiting for them back home, bro. And you're going to waste it because one man's brother's trying to provoke you. That's the way that I see it anyway.
I think it's perfectly fine to get someone's phone out of your face.
Phone out the face is fine, but what happens after that?
That's self-defense at that point. That's your business. It's not my fault. Deck him.
I mean, bro.
Why deck him?
Because why is your phone in my face?
Fam. I hear it. But, yeah, man. Nah. Other than that, like, bro. Great time, man. Cafe Del Mar, yeah. Take me back. Bury me there. If
you bury me there.
Bury me in Cafe Del Mar, bro. Yeah. Honest to God, bro. I keep telling people, bro, cut me right now, bro. I bleed red and white, man.
What's wrong with this guy?
I'll bleed, bro. Do it. Go on. let's see what happens, bro. The heck? Bro, great time, man. Great. Are we done getting on to me now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a long time.
Tequila!
We haven't been getting
this
for a long time.
I felt long to me.
To be fair, I was actually calm.
Yeah?
To be fair, I was just like talking to women.
Yeah!
That's it. I was just being more friendly than I usually am.
Okay.
That's it.
Do you know what's killing me? Before he was like, I'm gonna be friendly this whole day. He kept saying it.
I'm gonna try Ryan does. That's what he said to me. He was like, I'm gonna try what Ryan does. I'm actually gonna talk to people.
Yeah, man.
That's what you're doing, what you're saying my name for, bro.
Shay. Sorry. Carry on. Which one's the beef?
Oh yeah, we changed it.
I noticed.
Darren Muller house.
Okay.
I got a mesh network, so it's like one of the ones that same network around the whole house, but it like extends.
Okay.
Remember I had different extenders?
Yeah.
I had an extender in my parents' room.
And I usually use the Wi-Fi. It's good service.
Cheers, Giza.
Cheers, Bremmer.
I shared it with Wesley, I didn't share it with you.
I shared it with Maddo at the same time.
Crazy. Yeah. Eat it high now, bro.
Technology, but yeah, man. Now Tunde was like, he's gonna be friendly, and he was. Yeah, and it started at Beyonce.
I could do. And it's good, man. It's actually good to be friendly. I might try more often.
He's so tough.
I like the mysterious guy. I like being the one that people don't know. What you get?
I'll tell you off camera.
Okay.
Off camera, off mic. No, because I actually need to know. Remember the girl that went to our uni?
Go ahead.
And The one she.
The one
that got angry at you.
Don't get angry.
For but her name.
Wait, I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
That
shade girl.
Clap.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know her?
Who?
Oh. One girl called Shade. She was friends with a girl that I went to school with.
Her name's Halima.
The girl's name is Shay.
Yeah, but she went to.
I feel like I remember her.
That's what I'm asking. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, just because the name. Okay, I feel like I remember.
I don't know. Man, you meet in Cov, we meet new people every day. So.
I think she said she knew.
I don't know. Everyone knew Shay. I don't know.
Mr. Popular.
So I don't know.
I'm always surprised.
Yeah, man. But so when she said it, she was like, hey, we're cool. She was like, yeah, I know you guys. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like I should remember you, but.
I don't think she's our age, though.
Why did she get angry? Who got angry at Sunday? Because me and Tunde
multiple women getting angry at us for no reason.
The reason I say this, because man were like, well, do you not want to know what happened? So yeah, like, so when I ask questions, no one should look at me funny. No, she look, because I actually gave man them the out. I actually gave man them the out, you know.
Okay, cool. Like, what if anything, like, Matt, she was just being a loser, fam. So obviously, no, it's true. Because, right, cool, she's a pretty girl, cool, whatever. Obviously, I've seen her, see she looked nice, talking to her, whatever. Obviously, for me, I was just chatting to her, like, bro, as I said, I was being friendly. Mm-hmm. I was just making conversations. So cool. Seen her, what day did we see her? The first night at Uno.
The first night.
Cool, saw her there, cool. Wait, did I see her somewhere else? I don't think I saw her anywhere else.
No, we saw her both nights at Uno.
We saw her both nights at Uno. And then the last time I saw her was on the last day at the beach party.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'm just there. Bro, the party, it's about to end. Do you get it? I'm there. I'm chilling with Ryan. Her friend comes up to me and is like, oh, yeah. My friend's just like a little bit annoying because obviously you haven't asked for any of
no.
her.
No.
That was the beach.
Yeah, that was the beach. But she also came
so
up to us.
So there's more than one woman that was angry at Sunday.
No, it was the same woman. She also came up to us at Café Del Mar. I remember this. She came up to Café Del Mar and she didn't say anything, but they approached us, didn't it?
She shook her head.
Yeah.
Wait, she shook her head at?
Yeah, all of them.
Wait, he shook his head?
No, they shook their head.
And me?
I don't know. I don't want to say too much. You were busy. Yeah.
That man never using abbreviations.
He banged his head on. All right, so basically, Sunday was whining, uh-huh. And then this girl seen him do it.
Yeah.
But then she's all shaking her head when she seen it.
Yeah.
I didn't even see her.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't even know this.
But it was so
this irrelevant. This is news to me.
That I was just like.
So, obviously, her friend's come up to me like, oh, yeah, my friend's just a bit annoyed. I don't know if she's annoyed at this point. I was sat in.
She said annoyed.
Today was like, what the fuck? Fam, because you haven't taken any of her socials. Fam, I was talking like, bro, like, man just here talking to you. Like, bro, I'm not trying to. I'm just chatting. Do you get it? Like, if I want to take a social, I'll take a social. Like, if you ask me, would I give it to you? But, bro, like.
Nah, I don't want
to
give it to you.
I said, like, from that, like, no. Like, I'm not giving it to you. Like, even if I see you again, I'm not giving it to you. Because why are you such a loser? Like, if you wanted it that bad, bro, come talk to me. And if I haven't, you're sending your friend.
Yeah, that's my.
Are you crazy?
Sunday was like getting annoyed with women so much, in certain situations. No. Yeah, let me tell you what, Sunday got mad at this girl when we went to the boat party, a boat party.
Jarring.
We went to a boat party, and this is where this kept happening, where it's like, these babes are going to one of us in the group, not going to the person themselves, innit? Like, they kept doing this thing, innit? Mm-hmm. And Tunde got it, like, maybe once or twice, where it's like, regarding me, innit?
No, I didn't get it.
Where did you hear it then? Because you're the one that told me.
I got it from someone else that we were with. And they told me.
So someone else went... Someone went to someone that went to you to ask
what... I don't know.
No, someone went to someone to tell you that to someone tell me. Was into Ryan.
No, I don't know. All I know... that she was annoyed at Ryan. Just... I was told...
But anyway, he barely knew this girl's name.
Fam.
He barely knew it.
I don't know it
now. Nah.
I just call her Red Bikini. That's legit what I call her.
Bro, like, when we first got on the boat, fam, she was cool. Like, everyone's there chatting.
Because you know you're not, like, you don't know anyone, so everyone's just kind of vibes.
Yeah, chatting, vibes and chatting, calm. And obviously, this is like, I think, when things are just a bit more chilled, I'm just there chilling, yeah? And then, the person who we were with that was next to me, I don't want to be out everyone that was, yeah, that was there. But cool, she was like, oh yeah, that yeah, that she was getting mad at me because I was whining with Ryan. I said, what? Fam, no.
Surely not. Surely not.
And then after, when I looked over, bro, her face looked like, oh my God, like she has seen, it's just it.
That's how I slapped her, innit?
The whole time, I'm thinking, what a loser. What?
So, cool. Loser. Wait, let me ask you something. Yeah, let me ask you something.
Don't talk to me.
We've been on party holidays prior to this when we were a lot younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel like now we're a bit older, yeah, that things, because what I'm hearing is things are getting taken a lot more personally now than trips back when?
Probably.
Do you think, yeah,
which is very
the only reason I say this yeah is because there were bare babes that were saying I found my husband. I didn't hear that when we were when we were 20. I didn't hear that, bro. Fair. Now we're all let's say the average age is probably what, 25 up to like 35 in that range. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now people are edging closer to them ages, yeah, where they are probably thinking more long term, settling down and all of that stuff. Do you think that things were probably taken a bit more seriously, especially on the women's side of
maybe
things?
You know what's crazy, I'm thinking about something that me and Wesley were discussing yesterday, yeah, and I think there was a very different as much as it was fun as hell and it was a lot more fun than whatever we did when we was younger, there was definitely a different dynamic to this. Like, I think there were a lot more maybe serious feelings involved.
I'm not surprised.
Like, a lot more serious feelings involved, because a lot of people would be like seeing people from their past for the first time, or like, bro, there was just bare different emotions and things. And I think other babes were really, they really came there on some I want the DLT love story,
yeah,
find my husband type, which, bro, I don't blame them, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I do too.
Everybody wants a fairy tale, innit? Like,
grow up.
Come to
have fun.
Yeah, come to have fun.
Whatever happens, happens. Yeah. Paying your money to come find your husband, I don't know.
Use common sense. Majority of men. Yeah. No, the reason why I say it's different, yeah, is because I feel like back when, if you have that, you had that same trip, but everyone was 21. Mm. Yeah, everyone's out here, but everyone's like 21 or 20. Yeah. I can't lie to you, I don't really see people be getting onto Tinder because they didn't give us socials, because there's bare other brothers there.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
There's literally thousands of guys there, and you're fixated on this one person.
No, I can't lie, bro. The ratio,
fair enough. But there's a lot. And if let's be real, for the most part, bare men are hungry, do you know what I mean? So you could have, if she's a pretty girl, like you said, she probably could just have turned around and looked at another brother, and then that's it, boom, guy would have had it. Do you see where I'm coming from? So, it's like, don't get twisted, Tuna is a great guy, you know? Top fella. But it's just one of the ones, is that there's bare other brothers there, do you see where I'm coming from? So it's like, I don't know, because the stories I'm hearing, I've never heard before, put it that way. I think that's the way I'm saying it.
Yeah, no.
I've never experienced this dynamic that you man are talking about.
Yeah, it was strange to me, man. Yeah, it was a lot of strange stuff.
As they were older, man.
Yeah, babes were really falling, man. Falling anyhow. But such is life. Bro, they were falling for you, bro. Allow it, man. Tunde was out here trying to grab himself a rich babe, fam. So, shut your stupid mouth. Bear in mind, yeah, this even started before we even landed on the play. We even landed on Malta.
It started in London,
yeah. So, we've gone Beyonce, and getting on the trains was a myth, but we eventually got on a train now, and there was this girl that saw us on the platform, and
I think she was eavesdropping
on our conversation. Because we was talking about Malta. Obviously, we was going literally in the morning.
Next day, yeah. So we were like, oh, we've got to get home, do this.
Do whatever we've got to do, blah, blah, blah. So then she goes, oh, I overheard you lot talking about Malta. Couldn't help but eavesdrop. I'm going to. She then started to talk about how she had Beyonce that day, and she's also got Beyonce the next day, and she had the really expensive £1,000 seats. Yeah,
which seats were £1,000?
Was it Club Renaissance?
Yeah, I think so. It's like, I think it's the Inner Circle. Yes, ones.
So it's not for £1,000. I bet it'd be the ones on the stage.
It was the The ones she said it was the ones
with Hov in them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, makes more sense.
Yeah, so it's the ones with all the celebrities. The ones with all the celebrities and that, and cool. So then from there, so to put in context of how this person looked,
what was he about to say?
No. What she looked like? She looked like you know the girl from.
Alright, you see? Yeah. No, yeah, he's about to go wrong. He's about to go left.
I don't know what's going to happen.
No. What? No, but okay.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Depends if people find her ugly or not. Like, I think she's just a normal.
I think she's right. But he doesn't even. It doesn't make
sense. Yeah, the one from Abbott.
Oh, he looks like Quinta Brunson.
So. Yeah.
Who?
What's her name? Have you watched Quinta Brunson? It's like a...
What's her name, Wesley?
Quinta Brunson.
Quinta? No, fam, I don't...
She does. We said that before.
I'm not even pointing it.
No.
She reminded
me. She actually does.
Yeah.
Even the
thing is, I get what you're saying, but I never thought about it like that.
Even in the personality in that.
Yeah, I'm not even pointing.
She's much slimmer than Quinta, though.
Yeah, she's taller.
Yeah. But anyway,
Quinta Brunson's like 4'11 or something.
Yeah, that's
mad. Anyway, Tunde being Tunde, he heard that she had expensive tickets, so he was actually decided to speak to her. No, move. When we was on the whole train, the whole, yeah. Let me speak, all right?
Anyway, we have Wesley here, we'll tell the truth.
Okay. That's actually right,
Wesley. If Wesley was going to speak the truth, would he not have just interrupted me bad now? Anyway, Tunde then decided to start speaking to this girl. He's trying to get in the world, basically, yeah? So he was talking to her on the train back.
He's making you sound like a bum, by the way. That's crazy.
I'm not making him sound like a bum.
The man said you're trying to get into the world. That's
that was just a bit of a stretch, innit? What, you know what I mean, innit? So obviously we're on our way back, cool. Then we've gone Malta. I don't think we saw her until the second night at Uno.
Yeah, it was the second night.
Second night at Uno.
She pulled out. Everyone was like, "Oh, was it the first night?"
Was it the first night? I'm glad you remember. So
it was the first night because she said she had just arrived a couple hours before. Yeah.
Right. So she's now come over. I don't know if we was about to leave. I can't remember what we was doing, but we was in the other section. we was in the other section of the club by the food and that. And basically, I'm around it, but I'm bursting it, so I'm not really fully paying attention to what's going on, but. Basically, she's brought out her phone, and I'm so blessed it took me a while to really realize what phone it was, innit? But I was realizing that it wasn't an iPhone, innit? And obviously, we're putting two together with this is in Malta now.
Oh, it's the same, but
she said that she's going Malta, yeah. She's going Malta, innit? So then, obviously, we see her. Tunde goes to her, let me get your number. She pulls out her phone. Tunde goes, oh. Androids.
Not finished.
He goes, "Oh, Android." Like, obviously, she laughed in it, but like,
it was funny.
It was funny, but we're like, bro, why would you say that? Like, why would you actually say that?
He was genuinely surprised.
He was genuinely shocked that you put two together. Like, funny. You have money,
and you decided, but
You decided to get an Android, isn't it? But yeah, man. Interesting babe still.
So
I'll be honest, I don't know what there is to defend.
Do you know, because you make me sound like I wanted her for her money. Like, for first, I didn't even want her like that. I didn't want her like that. I didn't.
So I just obviously, her number.
Huh?
I just her
because we're on holiday. We're just chatting. I asked for bare people's instas and stuff. Fam, I don't want you. I'm not planning to message you. It's just, do you know what? Let me tell you why.
It's an ego beast.
Yeah. Let me tell you why. No.
Fair enough, man.
Let me tell you why. Because at first, I was learning from Ryan. I'm learning. Let me land. So cool. So
Drez, I believe that.
Fam, when we first landed, so remember I said I'm trying to be more friendly. Now I'm not used to the friendly thing, innit? So obviously, you don't know that usually I'll just chat, and I walk away. I'm done. Cool. So literally
I get what your name means though.
Yeah, even on the first night,
Sorry, I just saw it.
Even on the first night, so obviously I went downstairs. I think there was something with our key cards, innit? So I went downstairs and I saw these three babes just there. I think they were checking in. So obviously we're there. We started talking, chopping it up. Cool. Had a conversation. I went back upstairs.
Is that the iPhone babes?
No. That was someone else. Yeah, I remember. And then I went back upstairs. I saw, like, oh yeah, there's some babes downstairs. He said, oh, what are their names? I said, I don't know.
It's like he forgets the next bit.
I said, I don't know. Like,
because you know, with us, even if you're not used to this, oh, what's your name, by the way? And yeah, that's it. But bro, he forgets that bit.
I'm just having a conversation. Like, bro, I don't know.
It's not important. Yeah. Piece of information,
and then, bro, I remember we were coming down and then we saw some babes there. And then first, Ryan said like two words. I said, what's your name? I said, oh, okay. And as the day goes on, bro, I'm just seeing Ryan.
No, listen.
That's the next play. So it's the name, then the Insta. I've got it.
Like, the matter thing is, hold on.
He sounds like a robot, bro.
No. Just mad. I believe every word that you
thank
say.
Thank you.
No. Hear me, yeah. And I'll talk to someone who is actually rather friendly as well. You remember these social cues if you do it often.
Thank you.
Because you know, let me explain, yeah. Because you're, because don't smile, because it's actually used. What it's,
no, but it's not about, like, generally, if you meet someone,
why would you first,
yeah. Let me explain. Sometimes, yeah, it's not even because you care about the name, it's more so because in some instances, you're trying to make the other person just feel either a type of way about how you're trying to come across yourself, or even just how they feel about themselves. Oh, it's polite. That guy asked me for my name. You know, the bars on the floor sometimes. Mm. So I just think in like, okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say we're talking to three people, yeah? Mm. And you might notice one of them's feeling a bit left out in the side. You might say, oh, by the way, what's your name? To make them feel included. Yeah. There's social cues that if you're a more friendly person, you're used to. He's not friendly.
He's not friendly.
He's not naturally friendly. So it's like Tunde doesn't think about, bro. Tunde would tell us in uni that he wouldn't speak to people that weren't attractive, bro. Like, come on, let's.
Oh,
well,
no, continue. By the way, this didn't end in March.
I'm not surprised. We're not talking about that.
I'm not surprised. But
we are 110% talking about that. Why are we not talking about that?
Because when did you? I don't remember doing that.
The last night.
At the beach.
No, the other.
Oh, the other last night.
Remember when we was in the house and he was talking about he was upset.
Now that's over. Yeah, that's you man are dumb.
So as I was saying anyway, learning from my guy.
Yeah, social cues, man. He's learning social cues. That's what exactly. It is. He's learning social cues.
So that was the reason. So.
No, Dre is not, bro. Think about it, bro.
Funny, bro.
Javlad. Ryan's bare defensive.
Yeah.
Because that was actually not a shot.
That's what my therapist said too.
That was not a shot, you know. Tunde just said, I'm learning this thing from you. You took it as a shot.
Look at this guy. No, bro, know yourself.
It
doesn't matter. Don't come and lie and say that this guy
I didn't lie.
Doing it as a shot. He wasn't.
I didn't lie.
But what he said was true.
I told the truth.
When you come to right, you're learning. You're learning from it.
Yes,
where
bro,
did I get? I, if you saw the elevation, where did it come from?
So where the fuck does it come from? Me?
Because where?
This is you,
from?
Bro. This is your bag, bro.
What to ask for someone's name?
It's your element
to ask someone's
name. To be only friendly
name
to
first,
women.
Then the Insta. Do you get it?
But I don't understand why.
Wait, Andrew is. Name, this is how are you telling the next man? Yeah, that he didn't learn what he's saying he learned.
Exactly.
This is so funny.
Stupid, bro. They've gaslit him.
Man,
we're chatting shit again, man.
No, we're not.
Interesting, bro.
That is so funny, bro.
I just dread is right.
That is so
I just thought, like, we've, bro, 104 episodes in, you still don't want to be honest. I've realised it. It's magic.
Episode 104, yeah, I'm now being honest in it. Fuck everyone.
let's just be honest. That is you, bro. You love it.
Let's call it speedy spit. Let's call it speedy spit.
Yeah.
Hey, Messi fans, how do you feel about Messi going to MLS?
What? Shingo.
Oh, I ain't going on me.
Did you go to high five him?
Yeah, that's what it is. Successful storytelling.
See, Messi going to
Into Miami.
Yeah, man.
That's better than Saudi.
I think they're trying to commercialize that Saudi league.
Yeah, 100%.
In the middle. They want Morris to join
Suarez
as well.
Too.
Apparently
they're going in for Suarez and
one more.
Yeah, no, somebody no. else. Another one of those Barca lot. And that's one.
Yeah, take it.
I know they're getting Kante.
Yeah.
Kante.
I thought Kante was going to Saudi Arabia.
That's where he's going. That's what we're talking about.
I thought you was talking about
MLS. No, they got salary caps in that. They can't.
That's why Messi's deal is very complicated. Like,
yeah.
It's not just like straight salary.
His
deal is
ridiculous.
MLS revenue.
Crazy. That part of the uptick since he will now join. She's got an apple. Oh, I think she got netball. Yeah. MLS revenue in terms of the uptick since he's now a part of the league. Apple MLS revenue, because they're now on Apple TV.
Crazy.
That uptick since he's thing. And then I think he's going to have the same opportunity that Beckham did to buy an expansion team.
Yeah.
For a stupidly cheap price.
Crazy.
Sorry. When they're going to put in like New Mexico or something like that.
Bro, honestly,
you're setting up in retirement, basically.
Yeah. MLS Messi's going to be playing CM.
No, see, the thing is, yeah, MLS, yeah, I think this was the perfect timing because MLS is proper trying, like, to branch out into the world. So even recently, you're seeing a lot of creative directors in sports teams now, like, and the MLS now has one. As a league, they have a creative director.
They just need to start playing more friendlies abroad.
Yeah.
That's what they need to start doing.
Because it's a European sport.
Yeah.
Let me be real.
Where are we going out there, though?
Because
you won the US tours, but...
They won't, because you need to understand, yeah, they're trying to break... They don't care about us, bro. Yeah, They're trying to get market share from NFL.
There's too much history around football, bro.
No, because... Okay, hear me, yeah. The thing is, you've got, obviously, American football and basketball, yeah. Their seasons are very particular times. NFL's only 16 games. NFL only runs from October to Feb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. It's a 16-game season, and then playoffs is like the 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so it's like the winning team only plays 22 games.
Them man are living life, bro. What, you're telling me I only play 16 games? I get paid bags just to play 16 games, bro. In a playoff.
That's it.
Yeah. Maximum.
Yes, that's it. So NFL's short.
How do you think what them position kickers feel, fam?
Yeah.
So I mean, their job is to kick.
Just kick. That's
crazy.
No wonder the NFL players are like, they got bare time to shag babes, bro. No, they must do, bro. They got bare, like, your off-season is like most of the year.
Yeah, but they're very strict on, like, for example, you get charged like a rack or a couple thousand for every pound you are overweight when you come back.
Fair.
They're very strict. Like they require them to be the most physically fit.
I think that's fair though. The majority of the year, you're not even.
No. It's 100% fair, but it's mad. Like they don't joke.
2 months before,
in them leagues, you get fined for like everything. Like
you get fined.
The wrong like tape color.
Yeah. Or like your sleeves aren't long enough, or your shorts, your socks don't come up to.
You know how footballers like cut their socks so they can't do it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, "Bro, are you crazy, man?"
So when I found out why they cut their socks, I was like, "Oh,
that's strange." So you got NFL seasons. Is mad short. Obviously, basketball is very long, but people don't really care about the regular season like that anymore. So you got bare players taking games off and stuff. No, so it's like football does actually have like, bro. And then you got American hockey is actually very big in America. Do you know what I mean? Baseball's huge.
Is it ice hockey?
Man said American hockey, ice hockey. Yeah, bro. Baseball is as in baseball. Yeah, the man are getting half a billion contracts, bro.
Yeah,
they're getting 500 million contracts last in 10 years. Like, bro, baseball's massive. All they're trying to do, bro, a lot of these MLS teams are now actually like selling out their stadiums, because what they're doing, the Americans are just mad patriotic. They just love the city so much that you put a sports team here, we're gonna go. I don't care if we know what the story is.
Like, the whole point is to support your local your team, innit?
And
most
also,
of the time, like, I only doesn't want the basketball because people follow players. So
no, because there's so many cities in America as well, not states. Remember, 50 states. Each one has at least 2 big cities. Yeah, you have a lot of cities that don't have a sports team. Yeah. So like Nashville, I don't think Nashville has a sports team. It might have Tennessee.
Like a sport?
No, I don't know if Nashville.
It's now they got their MLS team. To be fair, but
yeah. So now Nashville's got an MLS team. And now it's like they've got one of the best attendances now it's just got a lot of people.
But I also think that's why college sports are so big as well, because they support their college teams and that. Like, fam, like when a top high school recruit picks his college, they're going crazy. They want him here, they want him there. And I think that's mad, bro. Their man are getting scouted from like the age of like 10, bro.
Yeah,
I think it's just Nashville.
Oh, yeah, no, they got the Tennessee Titans as well.
Oh yeah, but is that in Nashville though?
Yeah, it's in Nashville. Tennessee Titans, one of the only teams that's been named after the state.
Yeah.
And not the city.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, they don't care about us, bro. They're just trying to tap into the market that watches other sports. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And now Messi, bro, Inter Miami's following. I posted on my story because I saw it go up. Literally, I went on it. As soon as I heard the announcement, I went on it. One mil, cool. I checked 30 minutes later, 2.7. Now it's at 5.7 mil.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's sold out Inter Miami sold out every MLS game.
This is actually crazy, though.
They've sold out every game next season.
They're one of the players. Did you see the
Inter? I think he said next season.
Did you not see the
probably the rest of the season?
Did you not see the player? The interview with the player.
No.
And he was like, he doesn't even look like a player, bro. He looks like a regular youth on the team, yeah. And they were like, oh, this is what he's saying. He was like, yeah, it's cool, Messi's coming here, and that he's good because, like, he was saying, like, our team obviously is a new team. They don't. He's basically saying we don't sell it out firstly, so like the P's is a bit tight. Oh, and he was saying that like they don't have like right security at games and that because they don't have the funds. Yeah. But he knows Messi coming is going to change.
It's going to change everything. It's going to change everything. Yeah. Absolutely everything. Ridiculous. But yeah. Hey man, Ronaldo was in Juve at 35, innit? That's all I'm saying.
Where's the World Cup?
I was just saying, innit?
Tell him to bring his World Cup. Tell him to bring his 6th and 7th Ballon d'Or.
Let me rule.
Tell him to bring his golden shoes.
It's right, man.
Tell him to bring his assists.
That's what I'm saying.
Tell him to even bring your goals, even. It's not enough. It's not enough.
I'm not mad at these players going to some of these leagues. Yeah. You know? I'm not mad, bro. Especially if they've done something respectable. Yeah. Benzema, I'm not angry at. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, bro, and let me rule. I knew Benzema was going because I'm sure he's happy to go to a Muslim country.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? I'm sure he's happy to go to a Muslim country.
Same with Kante, man. Kante,
yeah, like, it's actually, it's that is,
Mecca, bro.
Yeah, it's integrated in their lifestyle. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And they're going to pay you that much money.
Yeah.
Tax free. Come on, man. I'm sure they're.
It's so interesting.
Tax free, bro.
Yeah, it's so interesting how.
Yeah, they're not gonna take a cent, shit. Bro.
This is like the second coming of when the Chinese league started.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah,
but they didn't do it properly.
They were getting the
has-beens. Do you know what I mean? They got Lovetsi.
They were paying transfer fees.
Yeah.
These Saudi guys, they ain't paying no transfer fees. Okay. Everyone's free.
Do you know why it doesn't even matter? Yeah. Well, yeah, the main reason why it don't matter, because let's be real, realistically, they weren't gonna pay that much anyways. Do you know what I mean? Like, anyway. Maybe for a Benzema, they might have paid a lot. But it's like how much they're giving them. The transfer fee would have just been an extra, 10%? Do you know what I mean? They're giving Benzema, bro, Benzema's getting like 600 M's.
Yeah, that what over 3 years?
Yeah. Like, how much they're paying these people, the transfer fee wouldn't have been that much.
No, it makes a difference.
There's too much money in this world.
If you pay a transfer fee, the wages and stuff are never usually as high.
Bro, these men have unlimited.
Ronaldo's pissed. That team that Benzema and Kante is like,
they win the league.
They just won it.
Yeah, so they're reigning champs and they're making the team better. Ronaldo's probably looking at his way, you man, size.
No, and also less than half of the team, the money's come from the team. In that contract that Benzema signed, less than half the money's coming from the team because. The government is allowed to chip in. They're allowed to add in commercial rights as a part of it as well.
That's so dark.
They're allowed to add in commercial rights.
That's so dark.
That's funny.
That's so dark.
Yeah, they're adding commercial rights and sponsorships as a part of the contract as well. Yeah. Bro, they're allowed to do what they want, man. And this is a big PR campaign.
They want to host the World Cup again, isn't it?
It's a big... No, they actually wanted tourism to increase. That's the main reason, but they also want the World Cup again,
which I think corruption, FIFA, they're going to get it again. They'll get it again. In our lifetimes, anyway.
Yeah.
So when's the next World Cup?
26. In America. I can't lie.
I want to go.
It's going to be so interesting
how the time zone stuff's going to work, though.
Hey, man, they make it work now, innit?
Bro, be the same, bro.
Like, no, but it's obviously, depending on what side of America it is, isn't it?
Because they do it so much for basketball, they've already got it. Do you know what I mean?
We will suffer.
Here we will suffer.
No matter where it is, like, they're not watching it. They do it at like normal times in whatever country it is.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
No, it wasn't some of the Qatar stuff like late in the day. It was bare late, no?
Yeah, but we're talking about, 10? Do you know what I mean? Not but like
playing football at 10 is not normal.
No, it's late, but it's like what time is the champs final? 8, 9.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's late in terms of but it's not like ridiculously late where it's like
I'm not saying that. It's not gonna be like 1, 2 AM. Even though some friendlies are played at that time, I know I said that. But like
it's not gonna be for us.
It's gonna be like 10 PM there and it'll be like let's say
I don't think it'll be the best World Cup stadiums wise.
Yeah.
They're all clear because they're using NFL stadiums. Yeah. And NFL stadiums are designed to just be over the top. Do you know what I mean? Like Dallas Cowboys are hosting, I think.
Yeah.
49ers are hosting.
That stadium's massive. Bro. Obviously, I went there as a child, but.
Bro.
It's
Stadium's huge, bro. Like,
and Dallas is just like massive in general.
Like, when I was last in Vegas and we went to the Raiders Stadium,
I'm from Austin,
and I was on the field. Yeah, I was like, I can imagine this with people, bro. Like, nah, must be an experience.
Yeah, I definitely want to go, man.
Yeah,
I know you're good at that kind of stuff. Like, knowing tickets and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, hey, if you're
I'm sure it's going to be a ballot, isn't
it? Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. Yeah. Just, but because there's so many.
Yeah.
But that's one
I mean, you'll be able to get it. It's just yeah, whether you're going to know where. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm
definitely down, man.
Yeah, man. What are the host cities?
Well,
right.
Dallas.
Can you unlock your laptop, please? See, I'm proper picking my words, bro. You might have ruined me.
What were you going to say?
Touch
it.
If you said touch your laptop, like, why didn't you?
Yeah, but I was gonna say it.
Get me.
Say Ryan, touch it. That would be crazy.
Hold it is the bad word. Yeah, you can't say it. You gotta be specific.
So, what are the host venues? Okay, so it's in the west. It's I'm not even gonna try to say that. That's City of Mexico. That starts with G.
Guatemala.
Guadalajara. Yeah.
Guadalajara, something like that. Yeah.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver, Central Region, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Kansas, Mexico City, Monterrey. And then East is Boston, Miami, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Toronto. That's what I'm saying. Damn, bro, do you know how many time zones in this thing, bro?
Bro, them niggas are going to be tired.
Bro.
I can't like, footballing wise.
Yeah, bro.
Footballing wise, it could actually be the worst World Cup.
What, in America?
Guadalajara. Yeah.
Why?
Because I feel like people are going to... It depends on how much people have to travel. Bro, if you're going up, down...
I mean, it's too big of a place. Really.
6-hour flights.
Let me roll. You got to pick
one or two locations.
State, man.
And you got to pick the cheaper ones. Bro, like, let me roll. Yeah. LA would be hell. You would go there.
Stand, I think... You would go there, place,
come and spend like 5 racks, you know? Yeah. Easy. On like...
You might have to go to somewhere like...
I'll go Dallas.
Like, Dallas is not cheap either, though.
Nah, it's cheaper. Out of it's what? Cheaper. It's way cheaper.
Like, if you really...
Out of LA, San Fran, obviously Seattle and Vancouver. No, Seattle I could do.
Yeah, Seattle, that's what I'm thinking. And maybe Philly as well.
Kansas City I would do.
But Kansas is too far
Miami
out.
Miami would be mad. That would be mad expensive.
Yeah.
Boston, New York, Philadelphia. Yeah, bro, all of East region would be expensive.
It's annoying, man.
I think you'd have to do do it somewhere centrally, like Atlanta or Dallas or Houston you could run as well. But yeah, no. Nah. Mental. Yeah, that, bro, American football's going to change forever, man. Because this is Messi, like, that can still do stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is not, obviously, this is just coming off World Cup last year, Messi. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that, yeah, that David Beckham's laughing.
Yeah.
He is laughing, bruv.
He put in the plan a long time ago and it paid off.
Joe, it is. The way sports team valuations always go up. Right. Unless the team like folds and goes bankrupt, sports team valuations always go up. And obviously in America, every MLS team valuation has gone up since they started, like without fail. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, 25 M's best investment. Now you got Messi.
Crazy.
Best investment.
That's crazy, man.
Bro, you spent 25 mil, bought a team, and now Messi plays for you.
He's a real businessman.
That's ridiculous.
I think the team now is even worth what 225.
Probably, yeah, man. I'm not even surprised. I can't lie, that valuation has probably shot up overnight.
Facts. Overnight.
Overnight.
Lionel Andreas Messi.
You're so voice.
Apparently, it's worth 600 M's.
Hey, Shay, have you been seeing the Zion stuff?
What?
Zion Williamson.
I saw your tweets on it.
Bro, I just went, ah.
So wait, he impregnated that porn star, basically?
No, he had a child with this random girl that people believe to be a porn star.
She's got OnlyFans. Oh, okay, people have found it. Yeah, cool. People found it, yeah.
Right. So, she's posted the baby shower video, and that's the first instance where people have even seen that he has a partner. Because a lot of his problems is that he's been overweight. So everyone's been getting on to him, like, bro, how are they paying
you? Like, he plays, like, 10 games. And he gets injured because basically
he falls on and his knee can't take the pressure basically
because he's too big
to play basketball and he plays it very explosively. So cool, she's released the baby shower video and it's like, it's not like he's cheesing, bro, he's happy to be there. Do you get what I mean? Cool.
His
concubine now has come because that's basically what she was gonna be his prostitute. That's literally what the situation was. that some other babe who actually in mind, is a fully fledged 2000, star bro. Look, has look come at the out. Drama.
So he's 6'6 and 284 pounds.
What's that in kg? I don't
know. 129 kg.
Shaq was like what, 300 basically.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But like, this is him relatively in shape.
That's yeah, no, remember. that is him in shape. Yeah. Okay. That's him in
but
shape.
But look, you can actually see he's a big you. Yeah. So
he's gonna be.
But you can imagine. Course,
but he's gonna be heavy anyway.
Yeah, but you can imagine he's mad athletic. Nah, he's for what his size, he's mad. So yeah. He dunks and does all the windmills and stuff. So every time
he's known for his blocks, isn't it?
No, he's dunks. He's dunks. So every time he like.
But when he's like that, he don't get injured.
I mean, he was alright. But
so he did an advert of Mountain Dew, yeah.
Fam, try to find out how heavy he's
look.
Mountain Dew.
What? Oh my god.
What? Wait.
Nah, he's boiling.
No, do you know what makes it worse? He plays in New Orleans, innit? New Orleans is known for its soul food.
Yeah.
Like so gumbo like, and them stuff yeah, there, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like
eating that, pause.
That was bad. so yeah, like he'll balloon and then he'll get injured.
And then
we'll
cut down.
And then we'll cut down. Everyone's like, right, this guy's mad in shape. Mm. Then he'll play like maybe 5-6 games. How long was he playing for? Like maybe like this season?
Not long at all.
Maybe like 8 games. Mm. Got injured again. Ballooned again. So they're like, he's just irresponsible, bro. Like, so the
but
team.
How much they're paying him as well. It's like,
yeah.
But wait, but if he's still getting injured with his good, when he's like in good shape.
Because Joe is, he needs to go back to like skinny when he was in college.
Yeah.
Like, he needs.
Because he was kind of lean,
innit? How old is he now?
22.
Yeah, bro.
Brother, you better get you, bro. You,
so he's,
bro, so okay, they
he's
don't.
He's got bad knees in general.
Like they're aren't the Pelicans thinking of giving him like almost like a pay to play?
No, he does. He's got.
Oh, he's got already
terms in his contract.
Yeah, so like bro, he's
that was
too
him
much.
In college.
Okay.
Like way leaner in college.
And
way
bro, when I mean like he's a high flyer, he's an entertainer. So yeah, like yeah. You do all the mad dunks.
No, he was
stuff.
More blam. Look at him.
Yeah, but that's what it looked like in the first one that you showed.
Yeah, yeah, the first, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
when
yeah.
He first got drafted, though.
Yes.
Like when he first got in the league.
But yeah, like
he was
yeah.
Calm. He played like he didn't even play. He played like 20 something games.
30 games.
Yeah, in his rookie season. He got. He didn't get rookie. Did he?
Jar did.
Jar Morant got rookie.
That's yeah, yeah. That idiot as well. Stupid boy.
82.
Is that a lot for rookie though?
No. That's pathetic.
Yeah.
put it this way. In context, he's missed more games than he's played.
Yeah.
Put since it this he's way, been in
he's work. A rookie, but he's the main player on his team.
Yeah.
So like, wait, so is that 30 the most he's ever played?
No, no. I think the most he's played in one season is probably like in the 40s, maybe. Like yeah. Half.
But that was like crazy. Like he was playing sick, but he got injured. So everyone's like, oh, it's a shame he got injured, blah, blah, blah. But now they're deep in. It's because he's irresponsible with his weight. So every time he dunks now, everyone's like, "Cause are you going to be getting injured?"
Is it just his weight though? I'm sure.
No, weight.
Okay, actually, no. Put it this way. Cool. Season one, he played 24 games out of the 82.
Okay.
Season two, he actually did well. He played 61.
Okay.
Season three, went back down to 29. So he's played 114 games.
Mm-hmm.
Out
he's only
of
been there, he's only been there for
three seasons. Yeah. Yeah. Out
but
of,
they're saying it's because
out of a possible 246,
but
114.
But they're saying it's because of his weight. Every time he's putting pressure on his knees,
yeah.
They can't handle it.
So they've taught him how to even run a certain type of yeah. Way to not put pressure on his lower
yeah.
Body.
Because
but this was the story, yeah. Because this is the story. He is a bit of a waste man, but this is the story, and it's sad because you got bare older men calling his brother fat, like because like obviously you play for our team and
yeah.
Like, pattern up. So what's happened is he has been messaging this babe, actually not messaging, but he's been calling this babe who's actually a porn star, like shouting her, saying she's even screenshotted the messages because he was speaking to her on Snapchat.
Right.
And to me, I don't care because she got a picture and
yeah.
Just took a picture of the messages anyway. She didn't even have to screenshot it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you know, how much do you want me to give you monthly? You can come live out here.
Oh, you try prostitute this thing.
Basically, yeah. Like, that was, it was.
It's basically going to be his whole.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. It was an arrangement.
Yeah.
But obviously, he ain't told her.
Sorry, I don't use such words.
He ain't told her that he's got someone else pregnant, innit? So when this video comes out, she goes off on Twitter. Like, yeah, right. You just spat your food in my mouth the other day and blah, blah, blah. You just a whole bunch of foolishness, bro.
That's so annoying.
No, when I was saying she outed him. That was the worst I've seen a professional sports player get outed.
I thought that, like, she was in love with him or something.
That's what it sounds
money,
like.
Money, bro. money. Because
she's ringing back the bag, she's not going to get. She's not going to get.
Because she was on a direct debit thing.
Yeah, but now she's saying, oh, do you know what? She, her last one was like, oh, I must stop doing this. Like, well, me and him will work it out.
Nah,
says you, man.
But I was like, it's too late, bro.
Gone, man. Who told you to do that?
But the other, his other babe is also an OnlyFans girl, innit? So they're like, he just has a type. I think he has a type. But it's funny because he was, when he first got in the league, they were trying to say he likes milk. So it's like everyone's like, he's built the he's beat the milk allegations, but now he's just with
different. I deleted the video of the photographer. I deleted the video of the photographer pouring honey in my mouth because you told me you felt disrespected. And I come to, oh, that's her talking about her porn content. I started getting knotless braids because I saw you wanted me to wear. What else you say? I guess I'll be the stepmommy.
At least he's a true Black King fam. I said, wear the braids, babe.
Nah, but he's sick, though.
Yeah, he's sick. It's just horny, bro.
I let you spit in my mouth last week. You could have told me you had a whole other whore pregnant. Would have made a difference. How was that going to work moving us both to New Orleans? You think I would have found out?
Hey man, maybe he was gonna leave a high and
dry. I told you, wait, hear this. I told you, you were gonna be the next king next to LeBron. I motivated you. Your BM is a reason. Wait, hear this, hear this, hear this.
So you lied to me.
Hear this, hear this. Your BM is a reason you gained weight. She's toxic. I hate this for you.
Oh my god.
You sound.
So she fell in love. She fell in love with him, bro. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
I motivated you to get back in shape. Oh yeah, she's doing a lot.
That's crazy.
She's doing a lot. He's like, the things with NBA players, any young athlete, yeah. Like, I just feel like, bro, just be sensible, bro. It's like they get all. Don't get me wrong, you have all the peace, so you're losing your mind, bro.
They're
yeah.
dumb.
But they're just so dumb.
Did you see people around Jenna you? Got pregnant?
Who?
The Ball brothers. Pause. LeAngelo.
Oh yeah, yeah, LeAngelo.
Got that miss. Remember. Don't know if whoever used to watch Love & Hip Hop like time ago when it was first big. There was a woman called Miss Nikki Baby.
Yeah. She was Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
she's like.
Who was 30... she with? Who did she used to be with?
I can't remember.
Bear people. Yeah.
Yeah. Bear issue.
It was that weird Hispanic looking. Is a Hispanic.
Yeah.
Looking
yeah
guy.
Bear people. You've got the Ball brothers. I'm just pausing in advance.
No, that's their surname, man.
The guy that had three sons, Lonzo, LiAngelo is the middle one, LaMelo is the youngest.
Yeah, the Ball brothers.
You winked. Don't do that again. LiAngelo is the middle one.
Their name,
he's 24. He's 24 and he's got Miss Nikki Baby pregnant. She's 32.
Crazy.
But it's like he's managed a way to be peed up out of his eyeballs without actually playing basketball because he's not that good.
Yeah, he's not as good as his
brothers. But he's rich as hell.
But he's the one who stole in, went to China,
in China
to steal.
Bozo.
What's wrong with you,
that
bro?
That man can't die, bro.
Fam, and he's rich, bro.
Rich. Why are you stealing?
Why are you stealing, bro? Fam. But yeah, like, a lot. PJ Washington is another one. Then Brittany Renner.
Yes.
Remember she has an NBA baby father. He's like, he was like 19 or 20 at the time.
I saw a picture of, wasn't she with Shaq the other day?
Is she with Shaq now?
No, she's just out here. Like, she's a...
I do think it's a shame because these men are being preyed on, they are. But...
Yeah.
Bro, if you know that, you know that.
Yeah, but you
bro,
know that.
Man, them that make six figs are getting preyed on, bro. Yeah, so you as a multi-millionaire, what are you expecting? Come on, bro.
You're so horny, fam.
Fam!
They're just too horny, bro.
Bro, just calm down. No, Joy is Zion. The reason why he's dumb is because he's actually not in the papers for anything positive.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Like, how have you been playing professional, number one pick in a draft for 3 years?
He was number one. Like, he was the, like,
no one
this guy's
cares.
Insane, bro.
I knew about him since high school. How good you need to be for me in the UK to know about you since high school? Like, then you got Jar. That guy's just stupid.
That whole draft, is a mess. Their draft year is a whole
it's
mess.
It's just a mess.
Bro.
Who was third? RJ Barrett.
I saw a list. We're like,
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
COVID kids.
Bro, just
there's a tweet that's saying, what's it? Zion's horny, Jar's a thug, RJ's whack. Like, man, that's his crime, being whack. I was like, no.
Because it's like, the Jar was just so dumb because, like, bro, so money wise, he's already lost on 40 M's.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the year, they vote who's going to be...
Oh, no, that one, I think it might have been 2019.
Yeah.
Because 2020
of the year,
was Anthony Edwards and James
Wiseman. Yeah, so 2019, At the end of the year, they vote who gets into the All-NBA team. Certain people have clauses in a contract that if you make that team, you can get the most money out of your contract. He didn't make that team because of the gun foolishness, and instead of getting 230, he's now poised to get 298. No, 198.
Which is still brazy, but yeah.
It's still brazy, but it's like you've lost. And his Nike endorsements on the line as well. He had a shoe, signature shoe of Nike. Damn. That they were proper pushing. That's now on the line as well. Stupid then he ass. Went to go do it again in the car of his stupid brethren. Ass, and then he's now made someone's basically made some mini statement that it was a toy. I'm tired.
Sorry, Grant Williams is only 24. Why does he look so old?
Yeah, he looks mad old.
Mad old. Man, I remember this guy was like 30 something, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, that's because you get one level trims. I told you, men stop doing that, man. But yeah, that draft is a mess. But yeah, man, I just want to know, like, the access to peas can't make you that stupid, bro.
No, it can.
It can't.
Bro. No, 100% like, can.
Like, do you not know what you have at stake, bro? Like,
yeah, but at the same time, it's one of the ones you've opened yourself up to a lifestyle that you only ever dreamed of and you never even thought you might get to. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
It's hard to regulate your brain.
But I feel like that's what it's always better when these men have a childhood sweetheart in that fam. I said to you, them man are always on the straight and narrow. I'm telling you, bro.
Maybe. All the childhood sweetheart guys.
No, yeah, but them man in, like, I'm just talking about NBA. It's always a path that follows.
Gives them a better stability, chance. Bro. It gives them a better chance because he got some jaw broke up with his, do you know what I mean? Then now he's playing with guns. So it's like, they got a daughter together, fair enough, now he's playing with guns. So, yeah. It gives them the opportunity.
I just want to know how he thinks he's NBA young boy. Like, he legit thinks they're the same person, bro.
I don't know why I go on with that.
Big twirl, and he walks like that.
Like, I just can't believe it, fam. Like, the guy got caught with a gun twice within the
space, twice.
Of, like, the space of, like, 2 months.
No, the second time was even funnier. So, it was so unprovoked. And the thing is, I don't like the way people are getting onto his boy.
Fam.
Because his boy tried. Didn't, his boy tried. Twist.
Fam. Because he didn't know Ja was going to do that, videoed bro.
Him and uploaded it.
No, so they were alive. He knew. Bro, so imagine he's we're alive now, yeah? You know we're alive and you pull out a strap, bro.
So exactly. Oh. So obviously,
when the last fight, he would have had one.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't have it on him. So obviously he's like, cool, yeah, we're vibing. And then Jarvis goes like this. And he's wearing what the camera.
But people are getting onto his boy, like, say he didn't actually try to move the camera out of the way, bro.
It's not his boy's responsibility regardless, bro. No, it's not,
bro. Nah, he's this is one where it's like, okay, you saw my mum was just waving it around. You say, let me bring a phone out, let me get on live. That's exactly. A bit different, isn't it? But you were just
listening your own to music, your own thing.
And he decided to bring it out. I was like, what's going on here, bruv? Even the first time was even dumb. Like, anyways, yeah, that guy's got problems, man. Yeah. He's getting banned for 40 games. He's gonna lose he's gonna lose at 25 M's. Because if he's on roughly like, no, actually, yeah, probably less like 20 M's. If he's on like 40 mil a year. They ban him for half the
and
season.
And, like, I can't lie, the Grizzlies, they, like, I don't get me wrong, I'm thinking as a number two, what's his name?
Tyus Jones.
Yeah, Tyus Jones is good, but the Grizzlies won't do anything about
that. No.
That's just them, basically, their season's done. Like,
yeah, man. Sorry, the American sports is interesting, man. You never care about the sport, you just care about the stories, bro.
There's a guy on Twitter, I think his name Worldwide
Whatever his name is.
Every day he posts, the NBA has gone 0 days without being dramatic. Like, it's something every day, like, bro.
Every day, bruv. Every day. Now you got this lanky French kid.
Yeah.
Dre is to be 7'5", bruv.
Yeah, have you not seen him, bro? He plays like he's like,
and he plays like he's 6'1". It's ridiculous. He's
bare handles, isn't it? Handles,
bro. You shouldn't be able to handle. Do you know why he shouldn't be able to handle yet?
And just type in Wembanyama, bro.
His hips are up to my shoulders.
What's his name?
Victor Wembanyama.
Black brother.
Yeah. Like, Mbappe went to go watch his last game in the regular season, and he currently plays in Paris. Funny enough.
I'm a fan, bro. They're like.
There was a picture of him next to someone that is already quite.
Some of the stuff he does, you're like, bro, like, physically, you just shouldn't be able to do this. Like, your body shouldn't allow you to.
I forget his name. All I can think of is Victor Wanyama. It sounds similar, innit?
Yeah.
It does sound similar.
They call him Wemby because they know they can't say his name. You know, Americans can't say nine. Yeah. They're like, yeah, Wemby.
This is mad random, yeah. Remember when we was at Imota and we went to M&S?
Yeah.
I went in Zara to go get the trunks and you lot went to go get the, like, drinks or anything. Mm-hmm. Them drinks really took us over the edge.
Where were we going out there?
We went, that was not Beach Day. Was that not Beach Day? No, it was Café Del Mar.
No. It wasn't even Café Del Mar.
I think that was it the warm
boat party.
And the boat party.
It was boat party because I got the trunks.
Oh, yeah.
It was morning before the boat party.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen him.
For 7'5", he looks normal.
Wait, so how small is that brother?
Oh, I know what you mean. You thought he was going to look a bit.
Yeah.
You know, usually them
tall guys.
Yeah,
like,
just look bad.
Yeah, he definitely looks normal still.
Yeah, a bit like,
what's the height of the guy next to him then?
Bro,
these men are all tall. Like Steph Curry's 6'3", bro.
Yeah.
And you don't think you he's don't 6'3". Think he yeah.
He's like wrestling.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like, wrestlers are a lot taller than you think they are.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
How tall is Rey Mysterio?
No, he's tiny. But people like John Cena, who like look average, they're like 6'4".
Yeah.
Edge, 6'5".
Yeah. Like, it's crazy, bro. Let me try to find, because the NBA, like, this is why you know when Wembanyama's peak, because the NBA are posting him already. He's not even there yet, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. So where's he playing then?
In France.
Paris.
Yeah.
They've been posting him because they know he's going to be peak when he arrives.
They even televise his games on the NBA website. Yeah. Yep.
How old is he?
Like, 20?
Yeah, 19 probably.
What's his name? Wanyama?
Victor Wembanyama.
So how does it work in terms of him getting transferred over to America? Like?
He's declared for the draft already.
Mm. He is 19.
Yeah, he's declared for the draft, and obviously everyone, he's one of them like once every, he's a once in a generation, once every like 10, 20 years type athlete, innit? Because they were saying Zion was the biggest thing since LeBron. Obviously he's kind of, you know, dealing with all stars now, so he's kind of doing
this. This is the NBA Instagram. Like, they're posting him all the time because they're like, bro.
Yeah. Now everyone's like, he's going to be the number one pick, so that's not even a bait. So as soon as the number one pick got announced, it was going to the Spurs, someone's like, okay, we know where he's going. Like, it's guaranteed. Yeah.
But for him, it's more of a heritage thing because the Spurs used to have
a French player.
French player. So
how did they know? How did they decide who's number one pick?
So, the best person. He's the best person. Usually.
Oh,
the best person.
No. So, or who the pick goes to.
Yeah.
Oh, so what happens? The worst teams. This is why I say, this is why basketball constantly refreshes itself. And you don't have a top six like we do in football. The worst teams get the better chances of getting a higher pick. So if you win, you're more than likely going to get the 30th pick.
Oh, okay.
In that round.
Okay, like, you don't yeah, even out.
But
yeah.
Then, but then, to stop teams from tanking, because some teams just lose on purpose, yeah. Innit? They'll just start losing bare if they know that there's a generational talent coming in, yeah. What will then happen is they will give the bottom three teams each a 14% chance of getting a number one pick. So then it's like, okay, they put it, okay, you pick, wow. This is a team. Spurs is now the team that's got the first pick. And I think Charlotte got number two. Portland got number three. But so sometimes you can think you're going to get number one, you actually end up getting the number five. Okay. You're just bare and lucky. Or you think you're going to get number three and not get number one. Mm. So, yeah. Because
okay.
Teams used to just tank and just lose every game. Put out all their bench players. And it's like, yeah, that's it. Interesting. Yeah, you're tall as hell, man.
I'm going to watch him.
Yeah, no, you look so fake, bro. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that height ain't adding up.
Doesn't make any sense, bro. Sometimes
he's
like,
size 20.5 feet.
Like, even this year, like, physically, you shouldn't be able to do stuff like that because you're so like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He should be lanky, like.
Yeah.
But he's going to
like what they call it on basketball. Dunk like this. Yeah. They just exactly, but because he's so athletic, they're like, yeah, this is kind of mad, bro. But they feel the people are fearing that he needs to put on weight though, because when he gets to the NBA, they might just muscle him.
Yeah, they're gonna muscle him off.
Yeah.
What about if he injures his knees?
I do.
Man's like Victor Wanyama. That's stupid.
Nah. Okay, yeah. So this is the video I'm trying to find. So look. So like they're saying like he's got handles and shit. Like he shouldn't have this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, get your hand away from me.
Yeah, done. We're not doing yet. He's almost unstoppable. Like, you can't really stop that. But to be fair, the physicality in the NBA.
Yeah, like, it's going to be different. Yeah. Imagine, like,
that man really go gym.
Fam.
But look at his foot, though. Look at his foot.
Yeah, what size?
20.5.
Where'd you...
20 and a half, I mean.
Well, like, where'd you even get that from, bro?
You have to
special
made
shoes.
Hey, it's custom, bro.
Tailor made.
How tall is Mbappe?
Maybe like 6'1".
6'1"?
Nah, I don't know. Apparently Mbappe is tall, apparently. Yeah. Let me see. Mbappe is... Oh, no, you're right. 5'10".
Come on, man.
That's the height difference. See him and Mbappe.
How tall is Mbappe?
5'10". You know what it is when a man's looking up? Like, their neck is high. Yeah, safe.
Mbappe.
Safe.
From time your height even starts with 2 metres.
To be honest.
And it's even 2.2.
To be honest.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. That's uncomfortable. He needs to be rich. Sorry.
Or in fact, height. This brother next to him in the yellow is 7 foot.
Right.
So like he's clearly taller than a brother that's 7 foot, bruv. Yeah, safe.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like you actually need to be rich. I feel like if you're that tall, the government should just give you money.
What?
Do you know if you're over 7 foot, there's a 25% chance you can make it into the NBA?
Fam, I always say,
all the people in the world, you have a
25% chance. I'm telling you, if you're 6'5 and above and you don't play basketball, you're wasting your talent, bro.
What, as in like, just in general? In general.
I'm talking about in general. I think, that's the one sport you should think,
or be a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I think if you're above, if you get to like 6'7, 6'8, 6'10, then it's like, you've got to do the basketball.
No, I'm talking about here, though. I'm just talking about here. How many men are really... Like, it's not a lot of people that sit here, bro.
But I feel like in the NBA...
It's a culture thing, though.
In the NBA, it's different, If you're in the NBA, I can't lie, you're right. 6'7", 6'8", then you should be like,
you're on the taller end.
Because their man, on average, are like 6'5". Yeah. On average, so...
So it's like, you're just like...
The guards are 6'5". Yeah. As in, Steph Curry's class is small and he's 6'3", so...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they call him an undersized
guy. Chris Paul's 6 foot and he looks tiny.
Yeah, so you can imagine how Isaiah Thomas and that looked when they were in the league.
Right? Josh, what the smallest NBA player of all time is?
I think he was like 5'3".
And he made it to the NBA insane. And he played
He played a few years though.
5'3" and you made it NBA.
Yeah, it was the brother on Space Jam.
Yeah.
Short guy. He was 5'3".
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, baller.
5'3". Baller, man.
Played 14 seasons in the NBA.
What's it? Muggsy Bogues, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big baller.
Yeah, Tyrone Muggsy Bogues. Yeah, 5'3".
Hey, Tyrone.
Tyrone. Yeah, this way.
I remember.
Because even Isaiah Thomas was like...
5'6".
5'6".
Did that brother dirty, man.
Yeah, man. They boyed him, man.
Boyed him, bro. Played the day after his sister died in a car crash and they traded him that next offseason. Like literally the day after his sister died, he's on the court crying before the game, and because they were in the playoffs, and then they traded him that offseason.
Because basically they're saying he's a liability, but really,
was that the other day?
How many years?
No, it was like 3 or 4. No, it's like 4 years ago.
Yeah,
when LeBron was still in Cleveland.
That's crazy.
Might even be like 5 years ago now, and now he's out. Now he's out the league.
He's out the league, and I can't. Like, he shouldn't be out the league. I mean, he's 34, but I don't think he should be out the league.
How do you get out the league?
They just know he doesn't have a team.
Yeah, they just like, yo.
Got to the end of his contract.
Yeah, they're just like, they don't want to renew, no one wants you in it. That's why a lot of them go to like Puerto Rico and China and NBA Twitter when they say something about, you better learn Chinese. That means your time is done, bro. Their man are ridiculous, bro.
Listen, I'm waiting for the UK literally to just bring some of that culture over, man. Just be free, man.
Anytime you mess up, they'll start tweeting you, ni hao. That's crazy, bro. Like, it's crazy, bro.
Like, we don't understand. So we're limited so much. Like,
it's a culture thing, though.
We should 100% have an all-star game. We have enough stars in the Prem.
I thought it was a good idea when Todd Bowley said it.
Yeah, same.
I thought it was a good idea. I was like, yeah, East, it could be like a North versus South thing.
Yes, or easy, could be bro. Like, we have in more than imagine seeing What other shot? Because Man City got basically everyone, didn't it? So it's kind of like, I was going to say KDB.
Or like,
And
almost like, even the voting system, that could work.
Mm.
Only problem with that would be, obviously, certain fan bases are larger than others, so.
Yeah. But same thing happens for the All-Star. It's their discretion.
Yeah.
The starters get picked by the fans. Yeah. Everyone else gets picked by coaches. Yeah. So some dead players start finding their way in because they got mad fan bases.
Sometimes,
Austin Reeves was going to get into the All-Star game according to the fans.
So yeah, man. Because like, imagine like, okay, you.
Imagine got KDB, Salah on the same team.
Yeah.
Virgil, across from. I mean, like, what?
Yeah, I'll be wavy, bro.
I'll be sick, bro.
He picked two captains, usually the best.
Saka on the right, Kane in the middle.
You know what I mean,
like.
See, and then after Kane comes to Arsenal, and then he's like, oh my god.
Apparently, he wants to go to Real Madrid though. That's good. I'm glad he's not.
Because Benzema. I heard as soon as they heard Benzema, he's not been a loser.
I was like. Because even though you're going United, it will make sense. But he's a loser for going. He'll be a loser. Go to Real Madrid.
The UK's got so far to go, bro.
And that's what I'm saying. That CBS is open so many people's eyes as well, bro.
Like, actually enjoyment.
Yeah. And it doesn't, like, they're still giving you sick analysis. But it's adding personality to it.
Exactly.
These lot think Roy Keane being grumpy is their personality.
To be fair, though, Michael Richards has improved...
What, as a pundit?
The Sky Sports one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Since he came on, they've opened up a little bit more, and it's like you can see a bit more humor and stuff.
That
like
was
that,
that was probably his.
Like... they tried to do it with Everett, but he was too wild.
Yeah,
he was
too wild, man.
Sorry, have you not seen this thing that David has done?
Yeah, I saw it.
So he's done an interview. Yeah, he called Burna Boy a newbie, like a new cat.
I was one of the first me and Wizkid blowed up. You know what I'm saying? So it feels good. You know what I'm saying? Seeing that, then feels good also seeing the new cats coming up. You know, so like Burna Boy, Rema.
Burna Boy and him came out like the same time, bro.
No, they didn't.
It was basically the same time. Light to Party was what?
Yeah,
like 2012.
Light to Party was still a bit similar.
So from
what was that? 2012 was.
Light to Party was
from as big as the Vido song.
What, I don't know what the Vido song was out at the time.
Come on.
Anyway,
Dami Dura came out in like 2013. It was like a year after even. It was like I'm sure it was
you can't call man a new cat if he's.
Yeah, he's winning. And they, so but they're winning.
So then they basically pulled up old tweets from 2011, bro. They pulled up old tweets from Davido on some DM your pin, bro. I'm a big fan, G.
Burna Boy came out, Light to Party came out a year after.
Fam,
you know what it is with Davido,
yeah. And we weren't in uni at that point.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
Last part was a scream about.
Yeah. You know what it is with Davido, bro. Like honestly, I'm not saying that he's.
Last part was 2 years after Dami Dura.
It just says 2013 here.
No, Dami Dura was 2011.
Oh, so why does it say 2012 then?
The album came out in 2012, but a single was out in 20.
Yeah, okay, 2 years. You're not new cat fan.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're
saying. Yeah, but I think Light to Party was huge within the black community, but Light to Party did not take Burna Boy to where he is today. Dami Duro had Davido clear from day dot. I would say don't get wrapped up into us.
But that doesn't make him a new cat.
Exactly. No. But the disparity in terms of when Burna Boy became massive and when Davido became massive is like more like four, five years.
When did
Davido
become massive?
So I didn't clock. Jaws, let me be real. Yeah, I didn't clock how big Davido was.
And maybe we need to speak some Afrobeat heads.
I didn't clock how big Davido was until he started selling O2 way earlier than I anticipated.
When did he sell O2?
When was the first time he started doing big shows in the UK? It was way before Burna Boy. I know that. Oh, Burna Boy. That slipped out on a matty. Pause. Hold on. The video.
big pause, by the way.
I can't see it slipped out on a matty.
Wow. That's crazy.
Burna Boy, call me.
Call me.
I was with some cats like Baby and Gunna.
Fam, I just don't understand why you would do that, bro.
No, he's taking a shot.
He's taking shots, but you know what? It's with Davido, bro. Like, if we're talking, I'm the least qualified at Afrobeats in this room, innit? Yeah, but I'm assuming that the trifecta of Afrobeats is Davido, Wizkid, Burna Boy.
Yeah, out of those three,
Davido is dead last.
No, he's not. Bro,
I'm talking about quality of music and how good they are as artists.
What I'll say though, if you ask Afrobeat, they won't say that.
Some people put Davido first. It's mental.
A lot of people do. Yeah.
Spare people put Davido first.
Me personally,
I would never.
But
absolutely
not. I genuinely don't think. I'm not saying he's bad, but
I genuinely think
quality wise, yeah.
I don't think it's close.
The first Afrobeats artist I started listening to was Wizkid in like 2010, when
Superstar.
Yeah, when that came out, that's when I first started listening to Afrobeats and like all of those tunes there. So Davido was a very late thing for me, and even then, bro.
What was Burna's first project? This is interesting. I need to.
Burna, wouldn't it be Life?
Oh no.
Maybe.
No, okay.
Burna, I'd just seen him about, but I just thought, is this guy Jamaican
or
not?
Cool. What are we going to do? We're going to look at Burna Boy's...
Burna to me was not making Afrobeats when
I was Life was his first big album. Yeah, or it was his first album.
I'd like Run My Race in that. Remember that song? Run My Race.
You need a new phone, brother. you need a new fucking phone.
I'm saying that out loud.
Or Tonight Will Be Your Night. That would have been 2012, 13 maybe.
Okay, no, but he's got banger, bro.
His first one says Burn Identity, but I'm guessing that's a mixtape. So,
no, I think it was Life.
Yeah,
because they've got Best of Burn series, volume one.
No, so the reason why I think he says that, yeah, like that, I don't agree, but I think the reason why I think he says that, African Giant, I believe, was Burna Boy's proper introduction to the world.
No, Outside was.
It was Outside, because Ye, it had Ye.
Oh, yes, yes, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right.
And even Ye popped off in like a whole year or so.
After.
You're right, you're right.
Because I remember it was like Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz and doing all that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He had that, he had Ye, and then he had Circle Down with the main two.
Circle, 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 Circle Down.
But Davido from Aye, I think from Aye, Davido was clear.
Because Ye was popping off at the same time that African Giant even came out. And Ye wasn't on African Giant.
Mm.
And then...
If was 2017.
Yeah, If is
the... That's a couple of years before, though.
I think If is when I discovered
and, that. And I guess that's to the world. But if people that know music, bro, like, you're still hearing Burna from...
My point is,
Aye was 2014.
But deep in, I think there's always like a year disparity. So like, Davido will have a big song, and then Burna will have one like a year after.
Yeah.
So the point is, Davido's just trying to buoy him.
Yeah, yeah,
so
no, he is.
There's no like
way. Wait, so who has the most biggest songs out of all of them? Would be Wizkid, didn't it?
Probably because of Come Closer and
even before that, Ojo Elegba is just a Nigerian national anthem. To be honest with you, I wouldn't even say that's worldwide. That's like just.
No, Wiz probably has a big song, but I can't lie, Burna.
Burna has
Burna.
They've come later on in a very short space of time. He's been racking them up, innit? But I think overall, over the span of
like you,
Wiz was the first to cross over properly, because I remember when Come Closer,
baby,
that was a big moment.
I'll be honest, I think Burna's catching him, you know.
What, Wiz?
Yeah.
Bro, he's ready.
I think he's catching him, bruv. I can't say it.
Made in Lagos to me, is almost unbeatable, bro.
No,
I swear to God.
Only because that
album is really
good. No, I think this is the problem. This is the problem. I think Made in Lagos is great. I think it was great, I think it's very hard to top. But I think the way in which Burna is very creative with his music. Yeah. So he'll find a new way. So, bro, Alone. All just said, let me be real. I'm gonna say this now. Wiz ain't releasing.
Wiz Kid
don't have that in his locker.
You know, they're both very versatile, but
Wiz Kid does not.
Burna's versatility goes off into a whole.
It's clear.
It goes into a whole. Like,
Wiz can't do what Burna does,
bro. Wiz Kid. No, Burna can't do what Wizkid does. Bro, Burna cannot do what Wizkid does, bro.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
He can.
I agree, I don't think he can.
Well, I don't think he can, bro. He can't.
But
Wizkid, is Wizkid.
Wizkid
is pure vibe, bro. But Burna can't do sexy Afro R&B like Wizkid. Like Wizkid's type of Afro is like a pure, it's almost 100% vibe. And that's it.
And that's it. Close.
But in that same breath, Wizkid could never a day in his life do Sitting on Top of the World.
Never.
He could not do Sitting on Top of the World. He can't do Last. Take me back to when Sitting on Top of the World, when we discovered that shit on our phone during Malta, bro. Take me back when that dropped, bro. No. Are you crazy?
But I hear you though, because I don't think Burna could do something like, I don't know. Even something like Piece of Me,
he can't do it
because he's gonna make it a bit more edgy.
It's just grittier.
You say that, but I don't think anyone saw
you don't have an example.
Before Alone came out, we would not have said Burna had that in him.
I would.
Come on,
100%.
And even the way he does it live, man,
he's got a vote.
From a musical standpoint, you're talking about big slower songs.
That's kind of a Burna song.
Alone is very big band. A lot of thicker instruments in the background. He's got the voice. Thicker instruments is not a plausible thing. Relax. And obviously, it matches.
He's got a thicker instrument. That's crazy.
I never said he has a thicker instrument.
Yeah, I hear it, bro.
But I would say that, like, a lot of Wizkid's music is a lot more stripped down, man.
No, it's a lot more stripped down. I do get it.
Like, I think they're both quite different, to be honest with you. They are both quite different. And I think even one of them can't do what the other can do. One thing that I'll definitely is the one point that I say that is unequivocal and can't even be matched here. Burna's live performances are some of the best in music, period. Forget Afrobeats. Forget Afrobeats, bro. He is crazy. He's
a performer, bro.
What?
Sorry,
bro, you see what I mean, bro? No, you are 100% doing Booger Sugar, bro. Like you've done two. There there, what? There was nothing there, bro.
I promise you, there was something.
You're making better noise in the process,
fam. Like,
what?
This is heavy handed, bro. This guy, like, you didn't even see this guy just banged his wall for no reason, man.
Don't make it sound like that. It was.
That's what you did.
There was something there. I tried to kill it.
Did it even need that force, though?
Shut up.
No, shut up. Like, you tried to kill something.
Do you know what means I could have actually started to get into that? It's actually way wavier than I thought. French. Like, these Parisian Donnies, yeah? Taysi, or Tace, whatever his name is.
It's Tyke.
Is that how you say it?
It's Tyke, yeah.
Oh, it's Tyke.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Taysi.
I thought it was Taysi this whole time, so fair enough.
Yeah. Bro, he's cold.
Yeah, no, he's amazing, bro. He's had best songs that have blown up still.
Yeah, and obviously he's definitely a guy named Glucose, though. They love him. What? Bro. It's ridiculous. And then there's a guy, I don't know if you heard of him, called Franglish.
Oh, Battery.
There's one guy called Franglish that did a song with, obviously, The Shooter, Tory Lanez.
The Shooter. It's in the bag still.
It's in the bag.
Over there. You're the closest.
Yeah.
I see, where's the other bit of byline, bro?
Nah, fam.
Yeah, another guy called Franglish. Franglish, cold. There was a video there was a video of him at the Chris Brown concert,
mm-hmm.
and the DJ played his track before obviously Chris Brown had come out.
Mm-hmm.
Whole stadium went stupid. Yeah. Whole stadium went dumb.
That whole like Francophone market is quite good though.
It's they, massive. Mm-hmm. It's
like, Holland not too far behind that. Yeah, they're clear, but I said they're not.
You know, he actually laughs like that. Yeah, I met him in Perth. He legit laughs like that, bro.
You know what it is? I don't think people think, and by this I mean, like, if you have been on that trip, yeah, and you're using spending 43 as a bragging right, yeah, like the assumptions on what you've done to make sure that you spend that little is always going to be a mad thing.
Let me be real. I think when you need to post it, I think
it's not a regular thing that happens.
It's
to
not.
You.
You're excited. Let me be real.
It's not your lifestyle.
You're
no, do you know what happened? Because remember that girl came before the trip and was like,
yeah,
someone took a budget of a bag or something.
No. She was saying, she spent 50, very, like, yeah, it was like £50 or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm. No, I hear
she
it.
She did it, but she did it before, so she, last year.
Yeah.
So obviously, she was basically saying, how much did people spend last year? I only spent this.
Yeah, no, bro, so, I hear it, but it's like if you go to any place that has a type of paying for drink culture in whatever capacity, women don't pay for stuff, bro. Bro, when I went to Vegas and I spent bare money, Olive and Tia and them lot went after, like, literally. Was it before? Yeah, they went after or went just before. They spent nothing.
But do you know what it is? Like, there's nothing and then there's nothing.
Okay, nothing in terms
do you know
of
what it is?
Activities
yeah, that's what
that
I'm
require
saying.
A lot of money.
So my thing is that, like, when I see, like, mad low budgets here, I think that, like, how did you get to places and how did you eat?
For me, like, yeah, it's to get them because, fam, like, the cabs add up, bro. Every time we go for a cab, we just like...
Were people trying to flex whips?
No.
There was a couple of men doing the quad thing.
Most
of them probably just capped it.
Yeah, but just capped it because there was no time. Yeah. Apart from that one bozo on the last day.
Fam,
So imagine
the police in them places are lenient, bro.
Bro, so imagine his brother's reversing, yeah, and the policeman's like, "Yo, like you're about to back into a car and some people." Cool. The guy's mouthing off, complaining.
When I tell you, my man was this close to the car. I'm not exaggerating,
yeah.
bro.
So cool. Policeman stopped him. That like, go for. He's trying to direct him. He's actually trying to allow him. Like, yo, I'm gonna tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Cool. The brothers refused their instructions. Clearly. So luckily, the car that he almost hit. I think the car went in
Yeah.
Cool. So he's managed to reverse now. But then he's going into. But he's like going at pace. So the police stopped him. Like, brother.
Mm.
Like, relax. Like, what's wrong with you? Pull him out of the car now, and he's just throwing his arms up in the air.
Getting antsy.
And before that, he almost ran over a guy as well.
Oh, yeah.
He almost sandwiched a guy. But, so the
between
guy,
the car, yeah.
So there was, obviously there was a car, that thing, there was a parked car there.
Yeah.
And obviously my man was walking past. The other guy was just reversing, not looking, just reversing.
He waved.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely. And my man, the police guy was leaning on that, fam. cool down, use your mirror, use your mirror.
Yeah, like
my mum was still yapping, oh, I'm just trying to
I'm trying to go home, like blah, 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 blah.
Trying to get home. No, 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 you're driving like a maniac, fam. No. No, 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 no.
They, all they did is tell him step out the car. They just told him to calm down, bro. Like
at the front door. Yeah, they're leaning, bro.
Yeah, hella leaning.
If this was here, oh, bag.
So fast
from the moment he would have gotten the whip, bro.
Fam,
yeah, from the reversing thing, he's done, bro.
Done, bro.
Done.
Absolutely done. Finished.
Yeah, man.
I need to ease myself. Sorry.
Trust me. Anything else? Need to wrap up. Miracle in the time.
Nah, man.
Cool. Peace out. 8 time down. You know.
In a bit.
Go on, Jay. Peace. In a bit.